Hello, my friends, and welcome back once again to Insomnia Radio Canada. This is show number 111, and my name is Chris. I am your host and do-it-all person for the show. That's right, I do it all. Just me. It's fantastic. I don't have anybody to report to. I don't have anybody bugging me for questions. I would love at some point in time to maybe have a co-host on occasional shows. because, you know, that makes it much more interesting. And of course, you know, at some point in time, maybe start doing these shows live on a particular day. But that takes a lot of coordinating and stuff I don't have experience with yet. But I am willing to learn and work on it. So let's get started with that first band there, and then I'll talk you a little bit more at you. That was Every Hour Kills. I have played them before on the show. The track was Reawaken. That track was released on Friday, October 9th. So you can definitely go check out all their stuff and, you know, be amazed. They are from Calgary, Alberta. And I'm pretty sure John over at Astro Media will be sending me more of their great stuff as it comes out down the road. Because John sends me lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of fantastic stuff. Yes. Awesome stuff. I think that's my word this month. Awesome sauce. I keep saying it a lot on the show. Don't know why. I do. So got to tell you, we started an Instagram page last week, and it has been one of the most amazing things we have done recently. I have a personal Instagram page that I don't let a lot of people onto, but now I have this one for the show, which is phenomenal. We are at, let me click over to that correct web page. We are at 41 followers already. I've only put up 8 pictures. So it's a start. I'm trying to keep everything I post music related, or, you know, Twitter, Patreon, that kind of stuff. Anything that could be related to the show or stuff I'm doing to support other individuals for what they're doing. 8 posts, 41 followers. I'm following 134 different accounts right now. If I know they're Canadian or they're followed by another Canadian I know, then I've been more inclined to follow people back. So if I haven't followed you back right away and you're a Canadian musician, band, promoter, try to message me. I will definitely follow back if I know you are Canadian, because I want to support as many Canadian artists as I can, right? So yesterday we got our first really, really big snow, several inches. It was not fun. It has gotten cold. I love how the snow looks. I'm not so much of a fan of the cold. Yes, I know I'm Canadian, but I like my temperatures about 10 degrees or warmer. So, and that's Celsius for anybody who's not from Canada. I'm talking about temperatures in Celsius. Yeah, but gotta take what we got where we live and hope for the best, because, you know, snow does look pretty. And, you know, snow December, January, maybe February, and then gone. Perfect. Just a nice little hint of, you know, the season. If I had cross-country skis and was still skiing, I would probably enjoy it more, which would mean I'd probably have better proper outdoor equipment and stuff. But, you know, no job. So trying to make some money with this beautiful podcast I do over on Patreon. Not enough to pay the bills, but it does certainly help put a little dent in the internet bill every month, which is fantastic. So if you're so inclined, patreon.com/IR Canada, all one word. And we have every level. You can donate $1 a month, right up to top tier. Currently, I think is about $40. But if I start getting people up there, I will start adding higher level tiers and try to figure out what to add for them. But yeah, everything starts with you get a shout out on the show. We send out thank yous on Twitter and in our Telegram group and on our Facebook page. You have lots of ways you can get a hold of us and leave us messages. But Instagram has led to some fantastic bands reaching out to me and sending me music, which is amazing. I love that. And hopefully you'll get to hear some of that in a couple weeks. I believe I'm scheduling stuff from them for about show 113, 114. Yeah, we really are plotting music out that far ahead, because I don't like spending all day trying to sort out a show. So I'll listen to music on one day and sort it and plop it in here and there and figure out what show it's going into and sort my email. And then I can spend it just an afternoon focusing on recording and editing and trying to make sure all the sound levels are balanced nicely, so you don't have to constantly reach for that volume control in between tracks. And then I can, you know, publish it and have it all set and ready to go. So it just auto-publishes on the appropriate days, which is fantastic. And if you're a Patreon member at $10 or higher, you do get the show 2 days earlier. So Patreon members get the show on Fridays. Everybody else gets it on Sunday. And that's how it's going to work from now on, I think. Unless, you know, I finish to find a crazy job that keeps me busy and out of the house way too often. And then we may have to revisit, relook, and revamp some of the things how we do the show. But, you know, that's not today. That's down the road. But for now, we're going to go get you some more fantastic music to listen to. Right? Here we go.
And if you're lonely, listen to your words. There's nothing I can't say. Living yesterday. And if I want to hear, tell you you're alright. There's nothing I can do.
You're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada. Kill your FM.
Saints and poignant liars.
Hopefully those last two tracks will add to the requests for more variety on the show. That's right, we constantly get requests for more variety. So, first track there, we had a Western Canadian-based group called Ghost Woman and their track Annie If. These guys feature singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist Evan Ushenko, guitarist Travis Salty and Nick Hay, bassist John Lent and drummer Eli Brown, Browning, performing as a multi-instrumentalist group like Michael Rault and Leroy Steger, touring the world over supporting the likes of King Gizzard, La Luz, Meat Bodies, and Los Lobos. These guys were formed back in 2016. So if you enjoyed that track, absolutely follow the links in the notes. I believe I've got their Spotify page. Yeah, I think it's their Spotify because I couldn't get to their Facebook page from the links I had. But hey, it's probably there. It's probably just an error on my end. Yes, variety. I love variety. Music is amazing, isn't it? So the second track there was a lovely lass named Jillian Stone and her track Bridges. And she writes, "Bridges is the soundscape of recovery. I wrote this song in 2009 after a summer of self-imposed turbulence. I don't know exactly when or how I wrote it, but it stayed with me and became predictive. Over a decade, I've returned to it as a space to safely express shame. Now it's morphing into a reminder, a call for self-temperance, and still discovering what it means. And hopefully, if Dave from the Bugcast is listening, there's a nice chunk in there with any cello. So hopefully you enjoy that, because I know you like cello music. Yeah, I love cello music too. It's amazing. I love instrumental stuff too. Being that, you know, one of my main instruments is the flute, I don't nearly get enough chances to play. And I miss my flute choir from high school, where there were four of us playing. And we played at Kiwanis and all that fun stuff. And playing in a big concert band. Definitely, definitely miss that so much. It's not funny. So where shall we go from here? How about some more music? I think I have a few more tracks for you.
Falling down, falling down, I've been falling down like raindrops to the ground, to the ground. I've been falling down, falling down, I've been falling down like raindrops to the ground, to the ground. Falling down, falling down, I've been falling down like raindrops to the ground, to the ground. I've been falling down, falling down, I've been falling down like raindrops to the ground, to the ground.
Now that you mentioned it, I had intended to close off all that to hate, predicate the way you medicate, subjugate myself under duress, and I never rested, just like the wicked, so sick and twisted, explain myself, well you must have missed it, found a love with extra interest, grab the prince and then the princess, goodness gracious me, double dose of the sodomy,
was he absent of God's good graces, show your faces, sinners!
That guilt's for beginners, this ain't my cross to bear, and if you judge and you point and stare, you can keep those opinions, cause I don't care,
falling down, falling down, I've been falling down like raindrops to the ground, to the ground. I've been falling down, falling down, I've been falling down like raindrops to the ground, to the ground. Your opinions that you all seem to exaggerate, evaporate, evaporate like raindrops in the sun. You all think that you can stop me, but I've just begun, I've just begun.
It's not for everyone. No shit, when did you become a scientist? Relationship advisor, none the wiser. Will I strike back and take the whole empire? Paul Elias, a free fish out of water, see I need to be free of the tangling weeds of the beast that keeps ruining the east and me in the west. Cause I'll never rest until all four of us are safe in one home, and none of us are alone. My dreams will rise like a storm, and I will fall forevermore. So it pours like raindrops on every rooftop. I'll follow this paved path from first breath until my heart
falling
stops.
Down, falling down, I've been falling down like raindrops to the ground, to the ground. I've been falling down, falling down, I've been falling down like raindrops to the ground, to the ground. Your opinions that you all seem to exaggerate, evaporate, evaporate like raindrops in the sun. You all think that you can stop me, but I've just begun, I've just begun.
Hey, this is James Todd from Abandoned Souls, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
Me and my trouble boys coming straight from the south side. Toss to the brick, speaking easy, getting ossified. A pocket full of lettuce, wearing iron under pinstripes. Chippy on each arm, and a glass full. Butter and egg man is back from a three spot. Met a can opener and planning a box job. It's lousy with ice and the syndicate's keen. In a couple days time, we're gonna have the bees. Then I hear bird powder and I'm looking at a buzzer. Turn out the can opener's a mother Barney mugger. He's elephant ears and all I can do is stare. He's got a Roscoe and he's telling me to grab a little air. Barney mug the buttons. Barney mug the buttons. Barney mug the buttons.
Play some chin music, cause
buttons. I said Barney mug the buttons. Yeah, I'm mother Barney muggle. Now we're lousy with the fuzz, throwing lead and packing heat. Just came from Tiger Milk and now my gang are doing the big sleep. The buttons and the flatties, they want me in the big house. Now I'm in bracelets and heading for the who's cow. Barney mug the buttons.
Well, I think I paired those two songs up pretty well. First there, we had Strange Breed, and the track was Raindrops. And Strange Breed is from London, Ontario, Canada. Yeah, so hop, skip, and a jump for me, right? I like playing the locals. It's always great to play the locals. You'll definitely be hearing more of his stuff because he sent me a couple of tracks. But, you know, we'll give it a break. We'll play it a few shows down the road. Because, you know, we like to let everybody have a chance to get on the show. And that second band there is one that you guys should know by now. That was Crackin' Not Stirred. And they write, it's the 20s again. So what better time than now to give the world a gangster rap? One with proper gangsters. This one is, this is one real hotsy-totsy tune. So if you know your onions, your ankles are, you'll be... It's one of those days I just can't talk and I could cut this out, but what the heck? I'm human, right? So if you know your onions, you'll ankle your way over to the link and give your ear a big palooka. So links in the show notes to Crackin' Not Stirred's webpage where you can find more of his amazing tunes, right? My least favorite part of the show because it means it's last track time and that means that the show is almost done and you're going to have to wait another week for me to do some more awesome stuff and play some tracks for you and all that fun stuff. So this next band I'm going to play for you for the last track of the show is a band that you guys should all be familiar with again. It is a return. It is The Dirty Nil. And this is, they've got an album coming out January 1st, 2021. Links to their webpage where you can find more about the album release, right? In my show notes. There we go. That's how we say it. So, I believe the track that we are playing. It's one of those bands that I don't even listen to half the time before I tell the promoters, yeah, I'll play that. So the track I believe we are playing today, yes, there it is, One More and the Bill. So I played the track Doom Boy just, you know, about a month or two ago, not so that long ago. But I enjoyed this track so much more. So hopefully you guys will enjoy this track and we will catch you. Feedback, you know, IR_Canada on Twitter. You can find us over on Facebook by searching Insomnia Radio Canada. Our webpage is canada.insomniaradio.net. You can find us over now on Instagram, which would be insomnia_radio_canada_podcast. And of course, send us feedback. If you're a musician, reach out, send me some of your tracks. Let me know where you're from in Canada so I don't have to do digging and you're likely to get on the show so much faster. But until then, you know, remember your masks, be safe, watch out for the crazy drivers on the road because we have snow now in Canada in many places. And we'll see you next week. Ciao.
One more and the bill, then I can say.